News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Road Safety Authority is appealing to road users to consider the devastating consequences of dangerous driving habits in its new campaign, Time to Talk. And I'm joined now by the Minister of State with Special Responsibility for Road Safety, Jack Chambers. Good morning to you, Minister. This is, of course, ahead of the May Bank Holiday weekend. Bank holiday weekends tend to be flashpoints for road safety in this country. We often see fatalities on them. Explain this campaign, please.
Thanks for having me on this morning. We know bank holiday weekends present a very serious risk for road users, and this is why, as part of this new hard-hitting campaign with the Road Safety Authority, we're trying to again outline to people the devastating and tragic consequences of road fatalities in our country, and asking people to talk and have that chat with their family and friends. The new campaign will resemble a death notice that's blank, and that death could occur to you, it could occur to your loved one, it could occur to a close family or friend. And it is about people having that conversation about their driving behaviour, so you don't lose that friend or family member tomorrow or the next day if they're going about their daily journey. And it is about trying to remind people to slow down, to just be cognizant of that when they're getting into their car, because too many people are engaged in high-risk behaviour on the road, speeding, using their mobile phone, intoxicated when driving, and also not wearing a seatbelt. And those killer behaviours are part of the persistent trend we've seen this year and indeed last year.
And this campaign sort of shows a move back towards maybe ads that are more shocking, that are supposed to jar with us, that are supposed to challenge us. Is there evidence to suggest that that's what works with people, if they actually start to think about dying on our roads, that it might make a difference? Because obviously we were having a terrible year this year in terms of the number of fatalities.
I think we have to have a mix of different advertisements and engagement with the wider public. This is a really hard-hitting campaign. I think when people see it, they'll see that blank death notice, and you know, they'll be reminded that it could be someone close to them, or it could be them indeed themselves, if they engage in continuous and reckless behaviour on our roads. And I think we need a hard-hitting dimension to our road safety campaigns, because we're seeing the devastating consequences it's having right across the country, with the terrible fatalities, the particular loss of young people we've seen in the last year. 40% under 30 are the numbers who've lost their lives on the roads.
And you said we need a mix of things. What else do we need? I know there's talk of new speed cameras, changed speed limits. What do you make of the pushback from An Garda Síochána about the idea that they would each spend 30 minutes a day on their shift doing traffic enforcement? Is that welcome, or are the GRA wrong on this?
Well, I think for me, as Minister, it's about measuring baseline enforcement activity. So if this makes a difference on improving visibility and overall enforcement, I welcome this measure. We know from the first 2 weeks of this measure, there's been a 42% increase in breath tests, 61% increase in fixed charge notices, and 22% increase in people arrested for intoxicated driving. So that demonstrates a tangible impact around enforcement levels. And to be fair to the Commissioner and to An Garda Síochána, where they increase enforcement and make sure it happens on our roads, we have to welcome that. And it's about ensuring that that measure persists throughout the years.
So you welcome that 30 minutes. Let me give you a little flavour of something that Shane Ross said on The Hard Shoulder about Road Safety, Minister.
This has become a political football. The narrative is, if you ask politicians, they'll say, oh, it's enforcement. If you ask the RSA, they'll say the problem is enforcement. That's pointing their fingers at the Gardaí. Mm. They're saying the Gardaí are not doing their job and enforcing the law. They're right, partially, of course. But the evidence that I have, and I have as a minister, and I think is the case at the moment, is quite clear that there is no political will, particularly amongst the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers, to introduce the type of tough legislation which is necessary to get this particular problem in order.
Is he right? Is there a lack of political will, particularly among your own party or backbenchers, to us actually making a difference here?
No, what I would say, I've great respect for Shane Ross's role in promoting really important road safety initiatives. And I think he was a reforming minister when it came to road safety. But we have a number of measures we're introducing with the road traffic legislation that we progressed in the last month. For example, reforming the system of penalty points, so we target reckless behaviour where people receive multiple penalty points if they can conduct multiple offences in the one act. We've the biggest change in speed limits we've seen in decades. And that was brought through, if you look at it in other countries, it was a controversial measure that was brought through, but we brought that through with good political consensus and support where we're
going to the speed limits
across the country. So I accept as well that it's a number of measures from multiple agencies that's required to actually break this trend. I'm not placing the responsibility solely on any person or agency.
I just want to get to one or two other things with you. Obviously, the what's been described as the tented city at Mount Street, up to 200 migrants were moved out of Mount Street with their tents yesterday. Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long for government to act to do something about what was in effect a shanty town that was set up in our city centre?
Well, look, what evolved there was completely unacceptable and cannot happen again.
It didn't evolve overnight, Minister.
No, I accept that, but there was extensive engagement over the last number of weeks about, first of all, arranging this between agencies so that we could safely transport people to a safe accommodation in Crooksling and City West, and also to provide the various wraparound supports in the context of bringing people over there. But we need to make sure that this isn't created again in our streets, in our cities.
And how do we prevent that happening? Because at the close of business yesterday at the IPO, at the International Protection Office, there was 50 to 60 migrants who had nowhere to stay, no tents to stay in them, and no place to go. And they were in a kind of a holding pen in front of the office. What's going to happen to the new arrivals now?
So there is ongoing engagement between by IPAS staff, and there's obviously voluntary payments are given as part of our obligations under the recast directive in the EU. Obviously, we have very severe accommodation challenges, and that's why Minister O'Gorman is working to establish accommodation.
Will people be allowed re-established tents on Mount Street?
That is and was unacceptable, and the government is clear that we can't have tented encampments in our city space.
Is that a no?
Absolutely, that's the
position. What about other tents in the city centre, homeless people's tents? Should they be moved as well?
Well, we work very extensively with people who are homeless, and Minister O'Brien has provided unprecedented levels of homeless accommodation, and there's very strong supports.
That's not what I asked you, though.
Well, I think, look,
tents okay and some tents not okay is basically what I'm asking.
Having tented, we need to support people that are in tented accommodation, whether they're people that are applying for international protection, or indeed people who've become homeless because of the difficult circumstances themselves. They're vulnerable and need our support, and the state has responsibilities to support people in that instance around providing homeless accommodation. And that's, I think, the humane response of any government or any service or support for people.
Minister of State with Special Responsibilities for Road Safety, Jack Chambers, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.